This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress is hearing testimony this morning from the Army general who exposed prisoner mistreatment in Iraq. Major General Antonio Tacuba appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was joined by two other witnesses, including the top intelligence official at the Pentagon. Among those questioning General Tacuba is Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia.
Who gave the order to soften up these prisoners, to give them the treatment? Was this a policy? Who approved it?
Sir, we did not find any evidence of a policy or a direct order given to these soldiers to conduct what they did. I believe that they did it on their own volition. I believe that they collaborated with several MI interrogators at the lower level based on the conveyance of that information through interviews and written statements. We didn't find any order whatsoever, sir, written or otherwise, that directed them to do what they did.
MI interrogators would be military intelligence, of course. NPR's David Wellna is at the Senate, and he joins me now. David, what did senators want to know from General Tacuba?
Renee, they had many questions for General Tacuba. Of course, they have the executive summary of the report he drew up. It's a 6,000-page report, 53 pages summarize that. But they wanted to know whether he had any restrictions in carrying out his probe into this, which took place mostly during the month of February. He said that he was limited to looking at what the military police prison guards were doing, mostly at the Abu Ghraib prison. And he was questioned, as you heard with Senator Byrd, whether there were orders to soften up these prisoners, orders given to the military police, and this would be prior to their interrogation by military intelligence. There were also questions about whether Geneva Convention procedures were abused at that prison. He thought they definitely were. And he wanted, and senators wanted to know whether there was any evidence that these prison guards were trained in Geneva Convention procedures or even knew about them. He said there was no evidence that they did. And basically, they wanted to know, how did this all happen?
And did he explain why he believes the abuses took place?
Well, he called it a real failure of leadership at the prison. He said there was just a breakdown there of order. And rather than seeing something systemic, he said he found nothing that indicated that this was some kind of a policy. It was more just very lax leadership. And he really indicted General Janice Karpinski, who was the brigadier general in charge of the Abu Ghraib prison and other prisons as well, saying that it was her fault that these things happened on her watch.
And did other Pentagon witnesses dispute his account?
Well, yes. In fact, Stephen Cambone, who's the top civilian intelligence official at the Pentagon, and whose presence at this hearing was really imposed by the Pentagon, since it was supposed to be just Tacuba, insisted that an order putting the military intelligence in charge of this prison did not mean that they were in charge of the military police. And Tacuba said, yes, they were in charge. And the two men openly differed before the senators on this. It was an amazing exchange to see.
David, thanks very much. NPR's David Wellna from the Senate.